Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for The Howie Carr Show.
You know, we are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account. And it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week.
We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so that you can't just spew disinformation.
We're trying to have media, big tech, right, control our lives. They want to cancel our speech. They want to cancel our culture, our history, our liberty. They want to control us, the few controlling the many, like a bunch of sheep.
I'm a sheep. The hairless sheep.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, or welcome back. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number if you would like to get involved in the Howie Carr Show. Jay from Chelsea says, don't worry about the leftist media. Nothing is going to change. It will still be anti-Trump 24/7. The more you over-cover Trump, the less time to report slash explain, prop up slash prop up brought Biden. They're already propping him up. Unexpected decline in retail sales in December. Why would people stop spending money when Joe Biden has just been elected president? Perhaps they're worried about the future of the economy. Perhaps they're worried about the increasing cost of heating oil, fuel oil, and gasoline energy prices. Perhaps they're worried about inflation coming back to Jimmy Carter on steroid days. Could that be any of the reasons why the sales unexpectedly declined? 844-500-4242. By the way, we have a few gift cheap bastard deals. These are Grace's goodies from Grace's show. This is for Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. It usually costs $675 to sign up for a year-long membership and the initiation. And if you sign up to become a member of Cape Gunworks, you get all kinds of free deals. You get discounts on ammo and on the weapons. You get the easy use of the ranges and the lessons. There's all kinds of reasons to get involved. But right now we have the year-long membership to Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. It's a $675 value for $250, and we only have a few of these left. But this is your opportunity if you're interested in getting a gun, getting ammo, working out on the range to improve your marksmanship. This is your chance. This is a great opportunity to save yourself $425, $250 for a $675 package, a membership in Cape Gunworks in Hyannis, the best gun range around. Go to HowieCarsShow.com and click on store, HowieCarsShow.com, click on store, and it's right there. Grace's goodies or cheap bastard deal, whatever you want to call it, but it's right there. The few that are left will go fast. All right, before we go back to the lines, we got a lot of people want to talk, but I want to just read you some of this stuff. Media Research Center did a good job on this one, Newsbusters. You know, Amazon terminated its contract with Parler, which was the biggest alternative to Twitter. And they cited, quote, violent content on your website, violent content on your website. And they accused Parler of, quote, potential hate speech. Rather ironic. Again, if it weren't for double standards, the deep state would have no standards whatsoever. The Media Research Center found at least 204 examples of merchandise sold on Amazon that promoted violence, either towards President Donald Trump, Republicans, or members of police forces. That includes a flag with a graphic image of Trump blowing his brains out, a coffee mug with the slogan, "Where is Lee Harvey Oswald now that we really need him?" Of course, the assassin of JFK, and a black t-shirt with a red slogan, "Kill all Republicans." That shirt that urged the wearer to kill all Republicans was even a sponsored listing on Amazon. So they took money from the company that wanted to kill all Republicans to sponsor the product. So Amazon sells at least 130 different items that condone the kind of violence with cops being assaulted. That includes the hateful slogan ACAB, all cops are bastards. Even though the Amazon Terms of Service states, Amazon does not allow products that promote, incite, or glorify hatred, violence, racial, sexual, or religious intolerance, or promote organizations with such views. Products that promote, incite, or glorify, there's that word again, incite or glorify hate or violence towards any person or group is prohibited. The company has banned QAnon products from its website since last week. And somebody texted at me and said, QAnon is just like a dog whistle. They throw up QAnon. And this guy says, I'm on all conservative websites, and I only run into QAnon on very rare occasions. But, of course, the guy with the horns, he's the QAnon shaman, even though he appears to be just a total fruitcake.
It's just a way of, you know, separating the conspiracy theorists, putting them all in one pile and giving them a label.
Right. But if you say, you can't say that about Antifa, though, right? Because Antifa is only an idea, as Joe Biden says, or only a myth, as the Penguin, Jerry Nadler says. You can't say that about Antifa. The vendor named Florence and Partner sells a black T-shirt with a red slogan, "Kill all Republicans." Other forms of violent merchandise include a T-shirt that features the slogan, "Hospitalize your local fascist." They also sell some modern pieces of jewelry. This is available on Amazon with swastikas. How about this one? Too bad the holiday season is over. The Donald Trump knife rack, marketed as the perfect gift, features the head of Trump filled with steak knives. It's also labeled as an exceptional conversation starter. The brand Partner and Elena sells several pieces, from flags to T-shirts, featuring a gory drawing of Trump blowing his brains out. Blood and body parts are scattered across the front of the shirt. The product description says, "The only walls we build are walls of death." This is available on Amazon. You can't. They don't do business with Parler. They deplatformed Parler because they're so hate-filled.
I wouldn't ask them to take it down, though. They have a right to sell it if they want to. It's my business if I want to do business with them.
No, but I'm reading this, Taylor. I agree. They have the First Amendment right to sell this crap. But, you know, the hypocrisy here. And again, their Parler promotes hate speech, but Twitter can promote. They have hashtags with things like "Kill Trump," or they have the label "Pigs in a Blanket, Fry 'em Like Bacon." That's okay. That's okay. They have North Korea has its own Twitter feed. The Ayatollah in Tehran. None of these warning signs have stopped Amazon from selling merchandise that features police officers depicted as pigs, burning police cars, and a Simpsons police character with a knife protruding from his head. One product available on Amazon is a refrigerator magnet featuring a dead pig's head wearing a policeman's cap. A knife was stuck through the head and blood was drawn coming out of the head. Another decal was a sketch of a cat throwing a Molotov cocktail. The bottle said ACAB, all cops are bastards. So
more like
this
all
is
cats
what they
are
do
bastards.
Sell. What?
More like all cats are bastards, right?
So this is what they're into. This is what Amazon is into. But and again, they're going to censor one type of political expression, but they're not going to censor the other type of political expression, which is in many cases, in most cases, even more offensive. 844-500-4242. Rod, quickly, Rod, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rod. We'll take more calls after the break. Go ahead, Rod.
Hi. I'm wondering if you could help us out. We're your listeners. We love you. I watch you on YouTube, and I want you to know that for months I've noticed that it interfered with your ability to talk to us, that the signal would go strange. Now today you say you were deluged with sound problems when
that was that was not YouTube though. I don't think, Rod, that was
operator error.
Taylor just copped to it, Rod. So it wasn't YouTube. I mean, we got all kinds of different technological issues here from day to day. All it takes is one little tiny screw up by anybody, including myself, and the whole thing goes kaflooey. So it wasn't YouTube today. Usually it's other things too.
Yeah, that's not to say though there hasn't been some suspicious things before, like when we had Lynn Wood on the show. We were knocked off the air. Our phone lines would go out. Stuff like that.
There's been weird things all along the way, but there've been more weird things lately. And knock on wood, things will work out. But we'll see. Thanks for the heads up, Rod. And keep an eye on everything. Every year, all you hear is new year, new me. That usually means you'll be picking up better habits or trying new things. And again, a lot of us are trying to exercise more and get out. And, if you're at home and you're not going to work as often, just working from home or just not visiting people as much, you want to still get that exercise and keep your brain and your body going. I'm riding a bike every morning at dawn. And you know what the best thing about it is? It's a lot easier to take up these new healthy habits or hobbies if you have a way to keep your mind occupied with something pleasurable. And there's nothing more pleasurable than a pair of wireless earbuds from Raycon. It makes the experience even better. Whether it's following along to directions in the kitchen, binging an audiobook while learning to knit, or powering through a new workout with a pumped-up playlist in your ear, a pair of Raycons can make any activity easier and a lot more fun.
What's the saying, Howie? Like, it takes 7 days to form a habit, right? I mean, Just make that 7 days that much more pleasurable and easier to get through with the Raycon earbuds, and you won't mind anything about what you're doing after that.
Right, and it's the first day you don't do something that you've been planning to do, it's easier not to do it the second day because you get a little depressed. But if you got those Raycons in and you're listening to music you like or a podcast you like, it makes it easier to go out and do it, even if it's a cold morning, say, or even if it's even if you're not feeling all that great. Raycon makes great sound available to everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium audio brands. And guess what? If you think having white stems dangling out of your ears looks ridiculous, that's something you don't have to worry about with Raycons. They come in a range of stylish colorways, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look, and none of those dangling stems. And they don't just look great. Raycons perform wherever you take them with up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. Boy, does Waiting for Columbus by Little Feat sound great on my Raycon wireless earbuds. You've heard me say this all before, so if you still don't have a pair of Raycons, I've really got to wonder why. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's it. You'll get $15 off your entire Raycon order, so feel free to grab a pair and a spare. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
Texter just told me that Mein Kampf is available on Amazon, and it is. I just looked it up. Paperback, $22.99. You can get it delivered by Sunday, my birthday. No, I don't need it as a birthday present. Don't worry about that. Nine. You can get it on Kindle. You can get it immediately for $10.99. From Jeff Bezos. He doesn't want Parler to be promoting hate, but he's selling a Mein Kampf. And it's doing very well, I might add. It's number 2,836 on books. They sell millions of books, and it's under 3,000 in sales. However, this item is not available for international shipping, says Amazon, mainly because it's you can't get it in a lot of countries, including Germany. 844-500-4242. I'm just saying there is a double standard here. You know, I don't want any kind of censorship for products or books or anything like that. But if you're going to censor QAnon, if you're going to censor Donald Trump, Michael Flynn, you know, maybe you better think about some of the other products and services that you're peddling on your site. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 30 heater. With the Biden administration coming in, get ready for a big increase in energy costs. Look at that heater. This is a beautiful heater, and it'll keep you warm. Even if it's not that cold right now, it's going to get cold again. The Gen 30 heater could save you up to 50% on your heating bills. Order today at EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIEDEAL to get $25 off and free shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you actively seeking a replacement for Amazon?
Yes, I am.
69% say yes.
Yeah. The more I learn about Amazon, the more I'm seeking a replacement, and the more I look at stories in the Washington Post. I don't want to subsidize that rag. All right, we're sold out of the Cape Gunworks deals. We have them every once in a while. You got to move fast to get them. They're gone. They're all sold now, though. So, but thanks for shopping, and check out Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. It's a great place. 844-500-4242. Miriam, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Miriam.
How do you do? Listen,
hi.
I'm hoping that you might look at or listen to both things, the Jack, Dorsey video that was put up by Veritas. It was on Fox News last night. I think if you listen carefully, listen to it twice, you can hear that he's actually not the guy who's making the decisions. There's somebody behind him. And the woman who was talking on from Parler last night, she said the same thing. She said there's a lot of collusion between the federal government and these tech companies that collect information, because the FBI can use that information. They come in.
Well, isn't it weird, Miriam, that they all decided to take these steps to crack down on the deplorable Trump constituency at the exact same time?
Oh no, it's all part of a bigger plan. And don't forget when Hillary said on TV to the world to Biden, actually, but the rest of us were listening on purpose. Don't ever give up. Don't ever concede. Which usually a concession is done when somebody's way way ahead. That did not happen, and I'm not even sure Biden even knew it was going on. You know, that was the plan. He may know it by now, but you know, she was giving him the message. And don't forget Michelle Obama also saying.
I think Pelosi said the same thing, didn't she? She said it doesn't matter how far ahead or how far behind Biden is, or how far ahead Trump is on Tuesday night. Biden is going to win it. Thanks for the call, Miriam. 844-500-4242. He's there. He wants to protect the integrity of conversations. That's the most frightening thing to me that he says. Protect the integrity of conversation. If you actually believe that Orwellian speak, you'll do anything. You'll do anything. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
I was watching the news last night, and they had Biden. He had a second dose of the vaccine. Do we even know about the first one?
Excuse me?
Do we even know he had the first one?
Yeah, I remember he had the first one. I saw a picture of it. Yeah, thank you. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Thanks, Howie, for taking my call. I just want to remind everybody of Hong Kong, because Hong Kong is the canary in the mine shaft of what's coming for us conservatives in America. I mean, since COVID came out, no one's mentioned anything. LeBron James still collecting paychecks from Nike. All these sports stars haven't said anything about those poor people in Hong Kong. They're crying for democracy. I'm telling you, if Jeff Bezos and Jack Sparrow can come out and silence our president, I'm telling you. I mean, if they can do that, I'm getting nervous, Howie.
I know. I know. You can't let it dominate your thoughts, though, Alan. And I keep saying this over and over again. I think all of us are better off to spend a lot less time watching television. You know, all of the big cable companies are just going to depress the hell out of you, because they're all leaning in one direction, or most of them, the vast majority. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Senator Lindsey Graham, on a Friday afternoon, the last Friday afternoon of the Trump administration, releases all of his documents in the Russia collusion hoax probe. And he calls it, quote, one of the most incompetent, corrupt probes ever. Tell us something we didn't already know. I don't know. I hope I'm very disappointed in the way this whole thing has turned out with this investigation. Bill Barr, John Durham, who confidence in after his handling of the FBI corruption in Boston. They've let me down. Bill Jeff Sessions before Barr, and they've gotten away with it. You know, what do you have this one tiny scalp, Kevin Kleinsmith, a Justice Department lawyer. Just, you know, he's the only one that's been convicted of anything. 844-500-4242. Let's get the Matthews Brother logo back up on the website. Jack Dorsey knocked us. No, he didn't do it. I'm kidding. 844-500-4242. We got a lot to get to here. And, you know, supposedly the president is going to release redacted, unredacted versions of all the information, the documents he's got. It was supposed to come out, according to John Solomon, justthenews.com, either today or Monday. So it's getting pretty late in the day, especially by Beltway standards, to release it today. So I guess it'll be Monday. But do you have, I don't have a lot of confidence it'll ever be released, you know? It's just, the deep state is getting away. It got away with this. They got away with it. They're accusing us of investing in debunked conspiracy theories. And they have the biggest debunked conspiracy theory in American history tied around their necks. And they gave themselves awards for promoting this hoax. All right. Did you hear this, that the Trump administration is executing two final prisoners here, two mass murderers? And their lawyers are trying to say that you can't execute them because they've been exposed to COVID, and this would be cruel and unusual punishment to execute them when they have COVID. How is having COVID? They're in their 40s or 50s, by the way, so they're not in really great danger of dying from COVID. So you're gonna stop their executions so they can recover from COVID. Lethal injection could lead to a violation of the Eighth Amendment ban, their lawyers said, against cruel and unusual punishment due to their allegedly damaged lungs. The drug that's used in the executions, this is in Terre Haute, Indiana, I guess, that's the death house, could cause what they call flash pulmonary edema. Well, one of these guys, Corey Johnson, was put to death last night, I guess. He murdered seven people. I've got the Justice Department press release here. In furtherance of his drug trafficking activities in Richmond, Virginia. In early 1982, Corey Johnson, who they didn't want to execute because he might have COVID-19.
Did he ask any of his victims if they had viruses before he killed them?
No, he was not wearing. I wonder if he was wearing a mask when he killed him. He went on a killing spree, shooting and killing each of his seven victims for perceived slights or rivalry in the drug trade. Johnson shot one victim at close range after ordering him to place his head on a car steering wheel. Johnson shot and killed another victim at the victim's home when he failed to pay for crack cocaine. And Johnson also murdered the victim's sister and a male acquaintance. The jury unanimously recommended the seven death sentences. Here's what his appeal said. He could barely read or write. He struggled with basic tasks of daily living and was, like many with intellectual disability, a follower desperate for approval, support, and guidance. He killed 7 people. The government's arbitrary rush to execute Mr. Johnson, who was categorically ineligible for execution due to his significant impairments, rested on procedural technicalities rather than on any serious dispute that he was intellectually disabled. See, what they did, the Supreme Court ruled that some years back that if you were, quote-unquote, intellectually disabled, you couldn't be executed. Oh, God. So one of the judges that didn't want to execute him said, his old IQ, Judge James A. Wynn Jr., I'm guessing he's an Obama or Clinton appointee, his old IQ score is incorrect and he is intellectually disabled under current diagnostic standards. If Johnson's death sentence is carried out today, the U.S. will execute an intellectually disabled person, which is unconstitutional. So he's dead. The other guy is still hanging in there. His name is Dustin John Higgs. He's 48, and he murdered 3 young women in January 1996. This was a botched triple date. So the date broke up, and he drove them to a secluded area and ordered one of his co-conspirators to kill Tamika Black, 19, Tanji Johnson, 21, and Mishan Chen, 23. He ordered the women out of the car, gave a gun to one of his friends, and said, better make sure they're dead. Okay? He's still hanging in because he has COVID-19. Someone, 339, says he wasn't intellectually disabled enough not to know how to load and fire a gun. And he could apparently do the basic math and he could remember that one of his victims owed him for the crack cocaine. And then he was smart enough to know that was his sister, of the guy who owed him the money for the crack cocaine, and her boyfriend were there, so he better kill them. So he understood the rules of evidence and hearsay. He was able to accomplish all that, but now he was intellectually disabled. Jason, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jason.
Howie, you already said everything I wanted to say about the Durham investigation. Barr let us down. What do we have going here? I mean, can you still do a special prosecutor this? Because Durham will be fired within a week.
He probably will. I mean, he was backed by Blumenthal and Murphy when he was appointed the U.S. attorney, but obviously now he's a bad apple. He's probably going to be banned off Twitter, you know? Yeah, Durham's going to be gone very shortly. By the way, do we have any? Did Corey Johnson's mother have anything to say before he was executed?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
How about Dustin John Higgs? Was his mother available for comment?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
I thought so. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Howie. I noticed on Amazon's account they sell Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. They also have the Anarchist Cookbook. So I called Amazon.
That teaches you how to make bombs, right? That's what it does,
yeah.
Right? Molotov cocktails. Exactly. Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah.
So I canceled my Amazon account, Ollie. I also, a couple days ago, I canceled my City Card because City Card is involved with the censoring. We live in America and we have a right to free speech. And when I canceled my City Card, it's funny, I got someone in the Philippines. I explained to them why, but I had them transfer me back to the United States so that they would definitely know the reason why. But it's not much, but it's something that can be done. So enough people do it, it's got to get their attention, if nothing else. It's not good news for them.
No, it's not good news. And again, I switched over today. I would usually buy ink cartridges from Amazon, but today I bought them from Staples. And I mean, it's obviously not going to put Jeff Bezos in the poorhouse. It's not going to put the Washington Post out of business, but it's something you and I can do. And, I don't know, Staples, I'm sure is full of liberals too, but, they haven't, as far as I know, Staples hasn't tried to shut up any conservatives the way Amazon has. Thanks for the call, John. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Howie, isn't Staples owned by Mitt Romney? Come on now.
It was owned by Mitt Romney. He was one of the founders of it. I think they Bain Capital, when he was running it, was backing it. But you know, I don't think Mitt has much to do with it anymore. I mean, we live in a society, you can't be 100% pure, Mark, in any of these investments, can you?
No, you can't. But I called about Amazon. I canceled my $119 Prime account,
right?
Because I can get video and TV elsewhere. I don't need the free shipping. Most of their electronics is junk. A lot of it's made in China.
Yeah,
you can believe that.
Well, you know, and the thing is, Mark, you know, we probably should stop referring to the free shipping of Amazon, because, as you just said, you have to pay $119 a year for the quote-unquote free shipping, right? So it's not really free, is it?
It isn't. And I found that Walmart's pretty good. You know, they haven't shut Trump down yet, so I've been going to them. And Lindsey Graham, didn't he stab Trump in the back at the end there?
Yeah, I think Lindsey Graham, he doesn't rise quite to the level of a Willard Mitt Romney when it comes to backstabbing, but he's in the same general league. You know, he didn't make all pro backstabbing, but you know, he started all 16 games when it came to backstab. Well, not all, because he was really good at the Brett Kavanaugh thing. So was Susan Collins. You know, even a broken clock is right twice a day, as they say. But he was very disappointing. And again, it's the last Friday of the Trump administration, and he's releasing this like it's a huge bombshell. I mean, it's like the tree falling in the forest. I mean, okay, we'll hear it, but it doesn't do any good to hear it at this point. It's too late. Very very depressing. I hate to use the word depressing. I don't want to depress people, but it's disappointing. Let's use that word. 844-500-4242. I recently had a dental emergency last summer, actually, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city for whatever reason, and we can certainly understand it. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located right off the major interstate in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is plentiful, parking is free, and it's close by the Perfect Smile offices. I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols that Dr. Houghton and his great crew have taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles. Just because you're not doing other normal human activities, like maybe going to the supermarket or going to your kids' games, you can't give up your dental care, or you're going to have a lot of trouble down the road. You need to get dental work done. Don't wait. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or go to HowieCarsShow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles, change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
Texters are saying, oh, Lindsey Graham did a great job on Brett Kavanaugh. Is that the same Brett Kavanaugh who refused to hear the Texas versus Pennsylvania lawsuit that could have overturned the election returns? Yes, the same one. Nobody knew at the time. Lindsey Graham, me, you. Nobody knew that he didn't have a spine. Ditto Gorsuch. Ditto Barrett, Amy Coney Barrett. 844-500-4242. 617, Lindsey Graham said he'd clean up the FISA court, too. What happened there? Nada. 781 says, I think Lindsey released the documents now before the Dems take charge of the Senate. I think DJT just declassified them this week. Well, I thought POTUS was releasing a bunch, too. I mean, when is this coming? I'd like to have some good reading material for the weekend. 844-500-4242. Sean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
You know these guys that they're going to execute that they don't want to execute because of COVID-19?
Yes.
What do you think the odds are that their death certificates list cause of death as being COVID-19?
I hadn't thought about that, but I wouldn't take that bet, would you, Sean? I think it's pretty clear. You know, the people that die in motorcycle accidents, murder, suicides, drinking themselves to death, they all, everything is COVID-19. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. Thanks for the call, Sean. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Howie, I haven't talked to you for a dog's age. I used to live in Vermont. Now I'm down here in South Carolina. And I live right next to the town that Lindsey Graham is living in. So, anyhow, I'm calling up for two different reasons. One of you guys just said that Walmart is good. Walmart fired a designer in New York City because she wasn't rah-rah for the BLM. Not that she was against it, not that she was for it. She just wasn't rah-rah enough. She didn't say anything positive about it.
You know, Ed, I hate to sound like a philosopher here, but we live in an imperfect world, do we not?
Yeah, but number two, okay? Number two is, you know, the land deal that's going on up in Westchester County with Trump's quote-unquote overvaluing the land? So
I haven't been following it closely. Let me stop you there, Ed. I don't know anything about that. I know that he had a golf course in I think it was in Westchester County. Remember the leftists vandalized one of his one of the greens on his golf course, and I was wondered. You know, I thought they were into nature and preserving green space, and they love trees, and I would think grass would be kind of like a tree, right? But they poured gasoline all over the green and set it on fire and just destroyed the entire area. That showed Donald Trump, by God. Marianne, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Marianne.
Hi, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. Mass Mutual has decided that their PAC will suspend any donations to politicians who voted against certification of the Electoral College.
Really? I did not know that. I have a life insurance policy. I have had it since I was a baby with a lot of companies have done that. That's another list. We should try to get a list of all the companies that are trying to crack down on people who voted against certification. They're engaging in their own kind of censorship. Some companies are just saying, okay, our PAC is not going to contribute to anybody until we take another look at the contributions. But, you know, that probably means they're going to come down on Republicans, but not Democrats, because Democrats are the deep state. Democrats are the corporate America. 844-500-4242. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hi, Howie. I want to know if you might be able to tell me. I'd like to know why Trump hasn't invoked the Insurrection Act and declared limited martial law.
No, he's not going to do that. You know he's not going to do that. Come on. 844-500-4242. That's, don't believe everything you hear or see on the internet. You know, I mean, I said earlier, you know, you're probably better off. I know I certainly am, mental health-wise, not to be watching so much TV news, cable news. But, you know, a lot of these fringe websites, I mean, I'm not telling you, you know, they shouldn't be censored or anything, but you just got to take what they say with a grain of salt. Just ask CNN when they're interviewing leftist terrorists. I'm Howie Carr.